fight during Shas. We're in Sanhedrin, Daf, Chaf, Vav. Picking up on Chaf, Vav, on the top of the page, four lines down, next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Batchilo HaYukarim Osan Usvei Shvias. Originally used to call him the Shvias Gatherers. But when there was a lot of oppression going on, oppressors, Onsin, they changed it to the Shvias Sellers. My Ka'amar, what in the world is he saying here? Amar Rabbi Yehuda HaKam, what does he mean to say? Batchilo HaYukarim Osvei Shvias Ksherim Socherim Psulin. Used to be the Chachamim would say that those who gathered Shvias, okay, they gathered it up, but they're still called Kacher to be involved with Eidus. And only if they sold it, then they're going to be disqualified. Find no good. Bisharabu Matsie Maos Lania Baosania Baosfalu Maisu, when they increase the numbers of the people who are would offer money to poor, so the poor would go and gather Shemitah stuff for them and bring it to them. Chazulomer Echazev Chazepsulin, then they said that both of them are going to be Pasal. Kashuba Bene Rachava. They were a little bit troubled by this answer over here. Hi Misharabba Nasim. So instead of saying when the oppressors increased, say Misharabu Hatagarim Mibaile, should have said when the merchants increased. The Gemara accepts that challenge and says, Ella, rather, what's the answer? But Chilo Yomrim Echadzev Echadzev Psulim. Used to say, the Chum said that both of them, those who gathered Shemitah and those who would sell it, they're going to be Pasul. Misharabba Nasim. But why the people, those oppressors, when they grew, Umayninu Arnona. And who are these people we're talking about? The Arnona, which, by the way, in Hebrew, in Israel, means property tax. But Arnona here means, I mean, the farmers used to give to the king X amount of produce per field each year. And if it didn't happen, then they would come and they would take the whole field. So Umayninu Arnona, like Rabbi Yannai said, Puku Viziru Bashvias Mishum Arnona. Go out and plant on Shemitah because of Arnona, because you have to go out and you have to pay the Arnona taxes. Chazulomer Osfin Ksherin Sochem Sulin. He said the gatherers, they're going to be okay, but the ones that sold it, they are the ones that are going to be puzzle. Story time. Rav Chia bar Zayin Akiva Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzada Kavu Ka'azli La'aber Shana Ba'asya. They got together traveling to go and be Ma'aber the Shana. Figure out what they're going to do. They're going to make a leap year. Pagabahu Reish Lakish. Itful Badaya. Reish Lakish met them and he joined them. Amr Ezel Echsehechi of the Uvda. So they said, he said, I'm going to go along and see how they do the Ibrishana. On their travels, they came across the fellow, Chazil, who gathered the Kariv. There was this person who was involved with, Rashi says, Charish. He was doing Charish. He was plowing. He was during Shemitah. Amalan, so he says to Rav Chia Bar Zanoki and Rav Shimon ben Yotzadok, Koin, V'Charish, this guy's a Koin and he's plowing? What's going on? Rashi says, Ze Koin. They're suspected for working on Shvias. So they responded to him. Said, Yachalomar Agiston ani besocho. He could just say that I'm working. This is Rashi, what that means is Sachir. I'm hired. This is a land of a guy. Then they saw this person who was involved in Rashi. He says, Zomer Kerem. The person involved with pruning a carom, a vineyard. Amar Lahens, Reish Lakish says, Koin Vizomer, this guy's a Koin Vizomer during the idea of Shemitah. Amar Lahens said to him, Yachalomer Le'ekel Beis Abad, I need Tzarech. That what do I need it for? I need it for the Beis Abad, Rashi says, Likshor Estapuach Hazesim Kisha'otzim Osam Bekorah. What they did is they make like this lattice work of vines in order to press the olives. All right, so that's what it was done for. He's not violating Shemitah over here. He's not doing it in order to help the vineyard over here, rather just to take the stuff from it. So he says to him, the heart knows. The heart wants what it wants, right? Heart knows if he's doing it to make these nets, this ekel, or if he's doing it to be crooked, to do the wrong thing. As Rashi says, lavor al das, to go against the religion, to go against what he's supposed to do. Herem liberation. Which story happened first? Elim ha-kamay samar liberation. If you want to say the first one first, the second, hanami lemer lagistani besocha. He could just answer the same thing about the guy who's pruning and say, I work in the field. So why did he switch it? Elaha amar liberation, v'hadar amar luhulach. So it must be the lattice work thing first, and then afterwards it said working the fields, because that's how it happened. Maishta coin, why is Sidavka coin? Bishul Khshir Shvias Khoshan and Shvias Titania, which are over here from Sar Shas. Saw Truma Shalafalamea saw in Shal Shvias Tale. If you have one saw of Truma that falls into 100 saw of Shemitah, then it gets bottle. This is Rashi, the Truma Batela Be'echad Umea Vashvias Yochel Zar Kodum Zanabir. Pachos b'kein yirkavu. If it's less than that, then the entire of the left, and all of it needs to be left to rot. Definitely, a non-coin can't have it because of truma. Of avina ba, we asked about this. Okay, but my yirkavu, yim kerena l'coin b'dmei truma chutz b'dmei osasa. Why don't we just sell it to the coin for the amount of truma minus a truma press, which is less, excluding the amount of the truma, one sa. From Rav Chia, Mishnei the Ula, so Samaras, Nech Shukar, Mishnias, we say that with their suspect when it comes to the idea of Shemitah. Amru, as he said to him, Tarodu Hudain, this guy, who, you know, in other words, he's Rabbanim, Rav Chia and Rav Shimon both said, this guy, Rav Shlakish, like, what's the deal with him? Kantron, who, Zeh, Umatshriach, Medvarev, he's like, really likes to argue over here. Kimata also, so they got to where they were going to go to be above the Iber Hashana, Slikul Igra, Shlfua Ledaga Mitose. So they went up to the attic where they're going to go deal with the things. They pulled up the ladder so Rav Shlakish couldn't get up there. Also, came Rav Yochanan. So Rav Shlakish came Rav Yochanan. He said, some of this Choshen and Shemitah, so Rashi says, Shenasu Senegar and Lerashayim. He's backing up Hashem over here. They could be involved with doing the Ibra Shana, Hada Amar, Lokashili. And then he thought, he says, you know what? It's actually not a question. Because meaning to have a Shoshiroi Bakar, like Masandav Chafei, really Yurches, the Chafei, but the three Roi Bakar, the shepherds of Bakar, of cattle, that we found that the Chachamim kind of used them. Rabbanon, Achushvainu, Vinayu Samuch, and their cheshbon, they kind of worked with them. But then he said, no, lo dami kirim to compare the two, because hasam hader imnu rabbanu v'yabru alayu shaita. Because there it's a chachamim afterwards, they decided to be ma'am of the shana, but nothing to do with the actual shepherds themselves. It's just like a smach. Halcha kesher rishayim. But here, there's like a kesher of rishayim. It's like a binding of rishayim that comes together. They themselves are the problem. Because rishayim ain't no min minyan. You can't have them in part of the minyan to be ma'am of the shana. And Rabbi Yochanan says, da'aka. Right, this over here, this is not okay, the way that you're speaking. Rashi says, shatak koryo sam rishayim. The fact that you're calling rishayim, this is not a good thing. When they came, these two great sages of Chiyam Azadik and Rishim and Yotzadik came from Yochanan, they said, Kari Lan Roy Bakar for Lomele Var Lomini. He calls Roy Bakar, he didn't say anything to back us up. Amalu, he said to them, Be Kari Lhu Roy Tzon, Ma'aminole. And if we would have called you sheep herders, even worse, then what could I have said? Because sheep herders are always considered no good, as opposed to the Roy, the cow ones. It depends whether they would graze or not. My Kesher Rishayim, though, what does it mean when it says Kesher Rishayim? Shevna, this is during the times of Sancheirev, when he was coming to take over, and we know that there was Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and along with Chizkiyahu HaMelech, there was someone else named Shevna who tried to take over. Shevna Havadarish Betleisa Rebasa, he used to teach 130,000 students. Chizkiyahu Havadarish Bechatsa Rebasa, he taught 110,000 students. And Kiyasa Sancher of Tsar Alud Yerushalayim, he came and he attacked Yerushalayim. Kasav Shevna Piska Shada Megira, he sent out an arrow with a note that said on it, Shevna Mishyasa Mishlimu Chizkiya Mishyahu Lo Ishlimu. Shevna and his peeps are willing to be involved with peace, but Chizkiya and his are not, they don't want to do peace. Shenema Kihini Yerushalayim Yidruchun Keshas Konanu Chitzam El Yeser. Behold, the wicked bend the bow and they're ready the arrow with the string. This is what, because he sent this arrow out. Have a come mistafei Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was a little bit nervous because Amar said, Dilma Chas V'Shalom Natya Daite De Kutcha Brichu Basaruba. He says, oh, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going after the Rove over here because he had 130, I'm 110. Kevin De Ruba Mimsiri Inu Nami Mimsiri. The majority of them, they want to give in. And I, you know, maybe I have to give in also. I have to surrender to Sancheirev. But Navi Varmila, the Navi came, this Yeshayahu, and he said to him, Lo Samun Kesher L'cho Asher Yomar Ama Zeh Kesher. Don't be nervous, right? This Kesher, this of concerning all of whom this people say is a Kesher. Klomer, Kesher Rishayim over. Kesher Rishayim ain't in a minyan. Don't worry enough to go according to them. What happened? Halach Laksof lo kever bekivri based of it. So he thought, okay, he's going to take over Chizkiah because Chizkiah is going to come and make him the king. So what did he do? He started making like a grave for himself where the based amount. Rashi says, Hashayim is Gai Limrod b'machos v'likover b'moso k'rus melech. He thought he's going to be buried in the royal chambers. But Navi Varmelo, Navi came and said, Malachapo, umilachapo ki chatzavta lachapo kover. What are you doing here? And that, you think you're going ahead and you're making for your place to be buried over here. Basically, it's not going to work out for you. Hine Hashem mitaltelecha taltela gaver. Behold, Hashem is going to cause you to wander the wanderings of a man. What does that mean? Amarav tiltula de gaver kashim de itza. The wandering of a man is more intense than that of a woman. A woman ever wants to help. A man, fend for yourself. Va'otcha oto, and he's going to wrap you around. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Malami, Shaparcha, Bot Saras, he got Saras. Ksev hacha, va'otcha oto, v'ksev hasam, va'al safam yate. Use that lashon by the Mitzvah also. Then, son of Yitznef, this is all Yeshaya. Son of Yitznafcha, Snefa Kador al Eretz v'chavas yadayim. Hashem is going to encircle you with the enemy like a hat that goes around the wall to a wide open land. That's where you're going to die, and it's going to be bad for you. Tana, who bekesh clone base Adonav, l'fikich nebach kvodo l'kalun. He wanted to find the shame for the master's house, and therefore his own glory was turned to shame. Kavanav fekiyu, so when he went out of Yerushalayim to go to the enemy, asik avriel achte l'dasha ba'apim asher yaseh. So he went out with his whole posse, with his whole caravan. What happened was, all of his peeps, the Malach locked the door behind him, and he had to go by himself. Beep turned the page. Chaf of the base. Armulei. So when he gets to some Kherev's people, right, they saw him, they're like, what's going on, Bashir Yosei? Hecha, where's all your people? Amar, he said, Hajubi. He says, they backed out. Amalei, he said to him, Im Kain, Achochi Kamechai Chizban. You're just making fun of us. The Kavuba came up. So what they do is they bore a hole in his heels. Utlo Bizanve Susame, they tied him to the horse's tails. Fahimigarin or so, Al Kotsimelabar Kanam, and they just dragged him through all these thorns. Amr Belazar, Shevna Balhanoya, this is the person who was like a Baltaiva, says Rashi, Mishkav Zachar. Ksivhacha. Lech bo el ha-sochen hazeh. It says by Shevna, go to this sochen. Uksiv hacha u'sihilo sochenes. And it says by David HaMelech that we know that Avishag was a sochenes. Was somebody coming to warm him up. Va'omer ki ha-shosan yeresun tzadik ma'pal. The pasuk says, when the shasos are destroyed, what have the righteous done? If Huda Ravina, Charamer ilu Chizkia, Siaso Neros and Tzadik Mapol. One says that the David Melch was davening. Maybe this is like a tefillah. If Chizkia and his people are destroyed, people are going to say, what is the righteous one, meaning Hashem, done to the reward of Chizkia was so great? Charamer ilu Beis Hamikdash Yehari Tzadik Mapol. The other one explained that means that if the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of what Shevna did, people are going to say, what is the righteous done? Meaning, what happened to all of his power? Why did Hashem do a miracle to save the Beis Hamikdash? Vula Amar, Vula says, Ilu Machshavosav Shalosa Rasha, and in Erasa Sadik Mapol. If the designs of that wicked person, Shevna, are not messed over, then what would the righteous Chizkiah have achieved with all of his greatness? Right? Means that Chizkiah, he trusts Hashem so much, he should be. Shouldn't be that Shevna is successful. Bishal Manhari Ilu Machshav Asav Shalosa Rasha. It makes sense. Kodem when it says that had the thoughts of that Rasha, Hanu Nisiv Hashasos Yerusin. That's why it says the Shasos of Shevna should be destroyed. Because Shasos can be explained like the thoughts and the designs, the attempts. Lamanhari Beis HaMikdash Nami, when it says Beis HaMikdash also. The time, because we learned today Mishnah Yuma, Evan, Haisa, Shami, Moshe, Neviim, Rishonim. There was this Evan. There's a stone there from the times of the Neviim, Rishonim. Sisa, Ushasia, Haistarika. It's called the Evan Shasia, the foundation stone, right? That's where the whole world started from. It says Rashi, Shemimena, Nishte, Solom, Shenemar, Dimer, Vayikra, Eretz, Vomer, Mitzion, Michal, Yofi, Sachzion, Vomer, Olam, Mitzion, Never. That's where everything started from. Elamanda, Mechisio, Vesiaso. What it says was Chizkiyahu and his people. Hecha Ashkechon Tzedikim Dikru Shasos. Where do you find that Tzedikim are called Shasos? Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Kila Hashem Mitzuke Eretz Vayashas Aleim Devil. For Hashem are the pillars of the earth, and upon them he founded the world. If you buy same Malachi from here, Hifli Eitza Higdil Tushia. He has shown wonderful counsel and vast wisdom. The notion of Tushia says Rashi Hashem Shaolam Mishose Salatora Velamdea Nikres Tushia. Bigla Bigla Lavos Tushia Banim. Oh, Rabbi Chanan comes and he says that we see that what we see the Torah Toshia is that the Torah is that because of the foundation of the world. The world's built off that, off the Torah itself. Rabbi Chanan, Lama Nikri Shema Toshia. Why is Torah called Toshia? Mipnei Shehima Teshes Kochos Shadam, because it weakens the strength of a man. Somebody stags, it weakens them. Davar Acher. Toshia. It was given in secrecy because of the Satan. It says Rashi Shem Mekatrek V'Amer to stop it. Moshe, you should stay upstairs. Don't give this. Right, the Torah is given in secret. You should be allowed to remain with the Malachim. Don't give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Davar Acher to Shia. It's called that because you have these words which don't have any sort of physical form. It says Rashi, Diber v'kriya ba'alma, v'chol diber ein bo g'shisha mamish. This is not actual physicality. K'so azev, alfabegin olam mishusa salim. Even though the world came from it, it's like was founded on that. V'nutrikanu, tuf, to, shia, mishusas. Amazing. Amar hula, machshava mo'ela safilu ledivrei Torah. It says Rashi, Machshava means Daigas Halev Almazona Sofshalda Moelis Behanya Lashakech Mi Limudo. Stress about Parnasa can cause a person to forget words of Torah. Shinemar, Mayfair Machshava Sarumim Velo Saasani Yadeim Tushia. He abolishes the thoughts of the clever, and their hands will not accomplish Tushia. Yeah. Because his machshavos aren't able to go, you're not able to hold on to them. Amarabba imasuk in lishma inuelis. If they're done in a way for its own sake, then it's not going to cause them to forget their learning. Shnei rabbis machshavos believe ish batzas Hashem isakum. As many thoughts in the hearts of a person, but the counsel of Hashem, it's going to endure forever. Eitza sheish ba dvar Hashem isakum lolam. That is the Torah was with that has within it the word of Hashem. That's done l'shma, that's going to be sukkum, that's going to survive. Amar Rebbe, that's also a whole shaila about who gets up in the middle of the night, husband or wife. Rabbis machshavos levish, man thinks, what do I do? V'atzes Hashem, but the eitz of Hashem is he sukkum, she should get up. So your wife should get up in the middle of the night to get the baby. So like the next part of Mishnah, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Eimasai, when is it true that the people that are mesachik b'kuvya are not able to go and to be edim, only when there's no other business but that? Amar Bavomer Belazar, Halacha Rebbe Yehuda, Halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. That's your only business. Meaning if someone goes in the gamble here and there and the other, it's not their whole primary business, they're not posulatus. From Rebbe Vo, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Kulan Tzrichen Achraza Bebezin, all the ones we mentioned in the Mishnah here, they need an official Achraza, and statement, and announcement in Bezin before is any sort of, they're going to be any sort of disqualification that goes on. And they're actually not going to be possible unless that happens. Rashi says, unless they actually make that announcement, it's not going to possible them. Now, there's also a brisa which added in to those people that are going to be possible for Eidus, and that is people that are shepherds. Roe pligiba Rebbe Achav Ravina, when it comes to the shepherd, okay, that's a machlokas. Chad Amar, one of them says that by achraza, you need achraza for that to actually take effect, for it to be pasalidus. V'chad amar lo by achraza, he says, no, it doesn't have to be announced. Bishalom amar lo by achraza says, you don't need it. Hanadam Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, that's why Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, stam roi pasal, says straight up. Right? So that Rav's saying that even one about who, there was no statement made, is still going to be pasal. Hanadam Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, my stam roi pasal, what do you mean stam roi pasal? For the Gemara, the Bistama Mechrezina Lay. No, it just means Minastam, they already announced it. Story time. Ahi Matana Dahava Chasimi Allah, train Gazlanim. There was this Shtar Matana that there were these two robbers that they signed on his Edom. Savarav Papa Bar Shmuel Lachshara. He wanted to actually make it good, because they didn't make any sort of announcement. They wouldn't make any new hachraza. They didn't make that announcement. Amalei Rav, Rav says, Nehi debein an hachraza b'gazlan d'rabbanon. Okay, we have to need to buy a d'rabbanon one. B'gazlan d'raisa mibin an hachraza. Do you need a announcement for a gazlan midaraisa? Of course not. A gazlan is a gazlan. It's going to be pasalitis. So he doesn't have to make that that announcement on them, and therefore, of course, it's not going to be kosher. Simon, Dover Varayos Ganov. Right, so for that star was no good. Amar of Nachman says, Ochle Dover Acher Psul Medes. Someone eats a Dover Acher, then that is going to be possible from Edes. Says Rashi, Mekable Tzedaka Minha Nachrim, Tahavichla Shem Achmas Mamun, Vahavali Kurasha de Chamas. You take tzedakah from Goyim, then they can't be give Edus. Ha, Mili. Sorry, Hani, Mili, Befarhesia, Vabetzen, and Love. This is only talked about when he does it Befarhesia, public, but not if it's done, Betzen, and not if something is done in private. Befarhesia, Nami, Lorman, Ela, the Efshale, Lithoni, Betzen. And even if Befarhesia, even if he goes and he takes it, Befarhesia, it's also not going to be disqualified unless he's able to support himself by getting money privately. Become a Vaze, Nafshe, Befarhesia. He decides to degrade himself publicly. If he's not able to survive otherwise, then that's his chiyus, and therefore he's not going to be possible. Amar Rav Nachman, someone who has a chashad that he's involved with illicit relationships, he's going to be kashal edus. Rashi says to be in Russia, the chamas has to be in Russia, the chamas. Kedusiv al tashas in chamas. Amar Rav Sheshes, ane mari arba'in b'kisve v'kasher. Answer this for me, my master. 40 stripes on his shoulders, and you say that he's going to be kasher. Rashi says chayim malkosu v'afal pik. She'ain shem hasra, ain sham hasra, da'amar mar, malkin alo tova shmua, shenemar al bini ki lo tova shmua, v'kasher, but to me, he said, I understand. This guy's going to get malkus for his behavior of arayas and things like that. You could use him as an aid. Amarava, moder of Nachman, in edus isha shupasa. Nachman agrees that he's disqualified for edus in reference to if a person's considered married or not. Amaravina, Rav Yitzchak Papa, Lorman Ella La Foka. This is only said if it was to release her from marriage, right? To get her out of. But to testify that she was divorced or that her husband died, now she's mutter to someone else. There were word, maybe he just wants to make her available to him. But to bring her into marriage, to be an aide, to bring her into it, to say, yeah, this person married her, then there's no reason to think that he's lying. Therefore, we agree, we allow him to be an aide there. Says, well, Pshita, obviously, why would we think that he would be lying? No, maybe you think that he's doing this because then it's going to be better for him. Stolen waters are sweeter, and therefore, if it's usher for him, it's going to be more pleasure for him. He says that no. As long as she remains unmarried, she's more available to him. Therefore, he wouldn't lie to make it just more enjoyable because he wouldn't get it. From Rav Nachman, Ganav Nisan v'Ganav Tishrei Loshme Ganav. A Ganav during Nisan or Tishrei is not considered a Ganav because it has only during particular times. One is during Nisan when the grain is cut and Tishrei the grapes are picked. So someone who steals during those times, he's not disqualified because he believes that he's not considered stealing, like we're going to see. Honey, really, ba'arisa, with the sharecropper who takes more than he should get. For davar muat, it only takes a little bit. For davar shenigmer melachta, only stuff which is fully done. But if you're lacking that, then it's going to be posleitus. Ichre the Rav Zvid, it happened with some of the workers of Rav Zvid. She says, Lav hainu aris veinu cholik bepeiros. That chad gun of kaba desayu pasle. One of them sold a kava barley. Rav Zvid pasled him from being an aide. Chad gun of kibora da'ahi. They stole a cluster of dates and he disqualified him. Okay, says the Gemara. Anu kabaroi, the kabar naf shall be yom tov rishon shel atzeres. There were these grave diggers who buried a person the first day of yom tov and shavuos. Shamtinu of papo paslin leidus. He put them in cherim and he passed them for edus. V'achshirinu Rav Huna buried Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, he said, no, they can be them. Amalei Rav Papa, v'ha Rishayim ninu. Says, but they're Rishayim. Savrei mitzvah kavdei. So they maybe they thought that they were doing a mitzvah, burying the person Yontif. Therefore, they're not going to be possible edus. V'ha kom mishamtin alohu. But we put them in cherim when they did it. So how are you going to go and say that they thought they were doing the right thing? They continued doing this, even though we put people in cherem for doing it. No, savri kapara kavdil and rabbanon. Maybe they thought that burying the dead, even on Yontov, is a mitzvah, but we can't, but because you have to violate the law to do it, then as a kapara, they put them into cherem, but they should still continue doing that. Therefore, their edus is not going to be disqualified. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.